Yorktown Ballpark. Who is ready for some baseball? Coming up, we line up now. I said, who's ready for some baseball? I'm stepping here with today's Colossal First Pitches. From Walk the Talk Sports, big round of applause for host Rob Lombardo. Rob, throw that pitch. Ooh, Rob's got to get really out on that one. And also from Walk the Talk Sports, host Alex Peck. Alex, throw that pitch. Beautiful strikes today. Let's have a big round of applause for Rob and Alex. Today's awesome first pitches.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome down the shore in Lakewood, New Jersey. It is game number one of this six-game road trip as your Brooklyn Cyclones, 24-21 on the year, travel one last time, believe it or not, here in the 2024 season, right here to Shoretown Ballpark for a six-game series against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Beautiful night for baseball. Certainly a lot warmer than it was the last time we were here, the first full road series of the campaign back in mid-April. But these two teams mired in the thick of a very heated playoff race in the South Atlantic League North Division. 66 games in the first half. Right now, Brooklyn has played 45 of them. So after today, just 20 games left to play in the first half, and four games separate first place from last place in the division. Right now, Brooklyn a game back of second place Jersey Shore, two games back of first place Greensboro, but they're only a half game up on fourth place Aberdeen. So every game so vitally important at this time of year. Jersey Shore, on the other hand, coming off a two-week road trip at Hudson Valley and at Aberdeen. But the Blue Claws, the last time they were at home, they dominated, so much so they have not lost a game here at home in the entire month of May. The last time Jersey Shore lost a home contest, you have to go all the way back to April the 30th, the final day of the season's first month. Well, Brooklyn, while some players struggled, some players did thrive in that first series between these two teams. Brooklyn was able to split the six-game set here in mid-April. But last night, or the last game for Brooklyn, a tough loss to Hudson Valley. A couple runs for the Renegades in the ninth. Brooklyn stranding the tying runs on base with two out in the ninth inning as well in that game. But was a mix of good and sad news over the course of the last 24 to 36 hours or so. The good news, Brooklyn having a couple of players honored this week. Felipe De La Cruz and Nick LaRusso honored as South Atlantic League Pitcher and Player of the Week, respectively, the first two Cyclones to receive any weekly honors this year. De La Cruz was the first Cyclone to win Pitcher of the Week since midway through the 2022 campaign, and the first time Brooklyn had swept the league awards since moving to the full season level at the start of 2021. However, the sad news on that note is Jordani Ventura placed on the injured list here today, so he will not make a start this week. And the other just gut-wrenching news is Felipe De La Cruz was placed on the temporarily inactive list earlier today as well. Celebrated his 23rd birthday on Sunday. However, his grandfather passed away that day, so Felipe on his way to the Dominican Republic to mourn and celebrate the life of his late grandfather. Our thoughts, our prayers are with Felipe and the entire extended De La Cruz family. We hope his grandfather's memory is forever a blessing to him and his entire family as well. But you think about the highs of the 13 strikeout career performance for Felipe on Saturday, and just wish him all the best, and you wish all the best to the entire De La Cruz family during this tough time. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for you in first pitch. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, game one of the six-game series coming up on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, the Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Moving right along here on the Cyclones pregame show. Now we have the pleasure of...
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Back here, excuse me, folks, back here at Shorttown Ballpark. Got a frog in my throat. Maybe a blue claw. On this Tuesday night, Cyclones and Blue Claws getting ready to play game one of this six-game series. And before we take a break for the national anthem, let's take a look quickly at the starting lineups tonight. First, for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Gilbert Gomez. Nick Morabito leads off in center. Nick LaRusso, the first baseman, hits second. Junior Tilley into the DH in the three slot. William Lugo, the cleanup hitter at short, batting fifth in left. Stanley Consuegra. Wilfredo Lara is the six-hole hitter at third base. Jeffrey De Los Santos will play second and bat seventh. Chris Suero will bat eighth and catch. And Karel Paz batting ninth in right. Kate Morris, the right-hander, will get the start. For Jersey Shore tonight, their starting lineup put together by their manager, Greg Brodzinski. Justin Crawford, one of the Phillies' top prospects, leads off in center. Otto Kemp, among the league leaders in batting average, bats second and plays third. Leandro Pineda hits third in right. Henry Mendez is the DH in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth and playing first base is Felix Reyes. Hitting sixth and left to Marion Boyd. William Bergoya bats seventh and second. Andrick Nava, the catcher in the eight hole. Eric Brito, the shortstop, hits ninth, and Gene Cabrera will bat ninth and be, or rather, bat ninth. He'll be the pitcher tonight, and he will get the ball for Jersey Shore to start this ball game. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you. Sun shining, blue skies. It's time for baseball down in the Garden State. Don't go anywhere. We've got baseball coming for you on this Tuesday night on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink, every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse, with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Beautiful sunshine on this Tuesday night as the Cyclones get ready to start a six-game series against the Phillies High A affiliate. Justin Rock, so glad to have you with us on this evening. The right-hander Gene Cabrera warming up on the mound for the Blue Claws as we speak. Cabrera was great the first time he pitched against Brooklyn earlier this year. Cabrera, the right-hander, overall, ninth start, 3-2, a 3.48 ERA, 35 hits in 44 innings, 15 walks, and 44 strikeouts overall so far this season. Cabrera coming off one of his toughest starts of the season, though, gave up a season-high tying 7 hits and a season-high tying 5 runs in 5 2/3 innings. He also walked 5 in that game, but Cabrera was great against Brooklyn. Back on April the 18th, 6 shutout innings in a no decision. So Cabrera will get the start tonight for Jersey Shore as Nick Morabito strolls to the plate to lead things off. Morabito made the start in left, moved over to center during the game on Sunday, was 0-4-3. Cabrera ready, Morabito ready. Our first pitch of the night is a fastball for a called strike, and we're underway. Right on schedule, 6:05 Eastern. The 0-1, and Morabito fouls it off. Hit off his front leg, 0-2. Morabito hitting .298 with Brooklyn. No homers and RBI. Overall hitting .356, a .482 on base percentage. Top 5 in minor league baseball in both categories. As Morabito takes high, and it's a ball and two strikes. But right now, here down by the shore, it is gorgeous out as the 1-2, a breaking ball. This is down and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sun shining, some shadows creeping in from behind home in third as Morabito hits one off the hands to third. Charging in is Otto Kemp, and from the infield, Grass will throw on to first, and Morabito retired for the game's first out. So one up, one down for Gene Cabrera tonight. Let's take a look at the Blue Claws defensively. Behind him, left to right of the outfield, Marion Boyd, Justin Crawford and Leandro Pineda. Third and first around the infield, Otto Kemp, Eric Brito, William Bregoia, and Felix Reyes, with Andrick Nava serving as the catcher behind the plate. Umpire and crew tonight, Shea Graham calling the balls and strikes. Christian Argueza on the base paths. First pitch to Nick LaRusso. Dribbled foul off the wrists towards the third base dugout. It's no balls and a strike. LaRusso, the South Atlantic League Player of the Week, was 7 of 14 last week against Hudson Valley. As LaRusso serves it deep down the right field line, but this curling foul beyond the Blue Claw bullpen, 0-2. But four of his seven hits went for extra bases. Walked twice, struck out only once. First Cyclone to win a Player of the Week honors in the league in over a year. Have to go back to last April. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball drops in there for strike three. Looked like a curveball that time from Cabrera. Just had a whole bunch of 12-6 movement on it. And dropped in on the inside corner for strike three. So Cabrera, his first strikeout. And there's two quickly retired in the first for Junior Tillian. The first pitch to the Brooklyn DH tonight. Inside 1-0. Tillian, 2-for-4 on Sunday, did steal a bag. The 1-0. Looked like a changeup that time in there. Evens up at 1. Tillian hitting at 222, a homer, 10 batted in. As Tillian grounds one back up the middle and to the left of second in a center field, a base hit. So Junior Tillian extends his on-base streak to a season-high 11. And after going 0-for-19 in this ballpark during that first series in mid-April, Tillian 1-for-1 to start this week. So now William Lugo with one on and two down. Lugo 0-for-3 on Sunday, did drive in a run with a sac fly. Cabrera from the stretch, and Lugo off the handle and up the third baseline where Gilbert Gomez runs it down before handing it through the netting to a young fan in the front row. 0-1 on Lugo. William hitting just a .164 on the year, 21-for-128. As Cabrera hits the inside corner at 95, it's 0-2. Lugo, two homers, 18 runs batted in. Lights on here at the ballpark, but no real effect just yet. Cabrera, that bright red mitt at his belt, the 0-2 pitch, and he struck him out on a slider. Good late break to the outside corner. A couple of strikeouts for Gene Cabrera, and he works around a two-out single in the first. No runs, a hit, one left at the end of half an inning. It's Brooklyn nothing, and Jersey Shore coming to bat on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. Not Cyclone players. Alfredo Lara having some fun. Couple of loose cowboy hats right around the third base shortstop position, and Lara helping the Jersey Shore staff members pick him up wanted to put the cowboy hat on his head and play a little infield with it here in the bottom of the first. Justin Crawford, Otto Kemp, Leandro Pineda, the three scheduled to bat in the bottom of this opening inning as Cade Morris on the mound up for Brooklyn tonight. Morris, 6'3", 190 pounds, 21 years old from Reno, Nevada. Mets third-round pick last year out of Nevada. Reno making his second South Atlantic League start, picked up the win in his debut last Wednesday afternoon against Hudson Valley. As his first pitch to Justin Crawford, a chopper into the third base dugout, and it's no balls and a strike. Crawford, 2-for-3 in his last game on Saturday, walked a couple of times, stole a bag, and he swings through a high fastball from Morris at 94. 0-2. Crawford hitting 279, two homers, 13 RBIs. The 0-2. And Crawford fouls it off towards the third base seats. Still no balls and two strikes. Cade Morris making the start, though. Went six innings. Gave up just one run, four hits in his debut last Wednesday. One walk, seven strikeouts. First win of his pro career. The 0-2 pitch. Good back foot bender. But the base umpire today, Christian Argueza, says Crawford didn't offer. A ball and two strikes. Crawford, lefty batter with a slightly open stance, the 1-2. And Crawford, tapper towards short, backhanded by Lugo, off-balance throw to first, but still able to get the hustling Crawford for the first out of the first inning. So here is Brooklyn defensively tonight behind the right-hander Morris. Left to right of the outfield, Stanley Consuegra, Nick Morabito, and Karel Paz, third to first around the infield. Alfredo Lara, William Lugo, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Nick LaRusso with Chris Suero, the catcher behind the plate. As Otto Kemp takes a first pitch, fastball high and tight. No balls and a strike. Kemp, 2-for-4 on Sunday with a homer, couple RBIs. The 0-1, there's a line drive right at the third baseman. Lara raises that glove over his head just a tad, and he makes the catch on the line drive for the second out. Two up, two down for Morris. Brings up Leandro Pineda. So here is the lefty swinging Pineda, and he takes high in the count 1-0. Pineda, couple of base hits on Sunday, was 2-for-4. As he's laid on the fastball there, sends it towards the third base concourse. It's a ball and a strike. Pineda hitting at 295, five homers, 24 batted in. As this one rolled towards the entrance, home plate side of the first base dugout. And Morris quickly ahead of one ball and two strikes. Morris scrapped through the first inning. In his debut last Wednesday, gave up a run nearly through 30 pitches, but got through it and then found his rhythm the rest of the way. Spinetta takes down and in. A great display of mental fortitude in that start. The 2-2 pitch outside. Looked like the fastball that time. Actually might have been change up that time for Morris. But now the count full. The wind, the payoff, and Pineda serves one in a right center field coming on to his right Paz, but it lands between him and the center fielder Morabito for the game's first hit for the Blue Claws. Seeing eye base hit by Pineda, just put it in a perfect spot between Paz and Morabito where neither could get over to their glove side to make the catch. And so Pineda aboard. And there's one on and two down. The designated hitter, Henry Mendez. The first toss to the lefty batter at the knees. A called strike one. Mendez had an RBI on Saturday, did not play in the finale against the Ironbirds on Sunday. Deep breath. Morris from the stretch, the 0-1. This bounced over the mound. Fielded behind second by the shortstop. Lugo sets and throws for the out at first, and the inning is over. So pretty much identical first innings for Jersey Shore and Brooklyn. First two batters retired, a two-out single, and then the runner stranded at first. We're through one, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the second inning here from Shoretown Ballpark. Fans calling on all kids. Only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Brooklyn Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time and tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. First pitch of the second inning to Stanley Consuegra. Fastball ties him up inside. And the count 0-1, a one-strike pitch, and Cabrera does it again underneath the hands. And Consuegra behind 0-2. Stanley struck out in his only at-bat on Sunday, left the game with neck tightness in the fourth inning. As time called right as Cabrera started the windup, and he stays stoic with that back foot right where it was when time was called. The 0-2. And Consuegra lines a base hit in between the shortstop and second baseman and into left center field. Well, Stanley had his seven-game on base streak snapped on Sunday because of the one at bat. But Consuegra continuing to heat up with the weather. And Brooklyn has a leadoff man aboard. And worth noting, with that base hit for Stanley Consuegra, he has now tied Alex Ramirez for the franchise's all-time hits record with 164. As Wilfredo Lara fouls it away 0-1. So one more base hit, and Consuegra will stand alone. He's still four doubles shy of Rami's all-time two-base hit mark. But he's pretty much secured every other major offensive milestone in this franchise's near 25-year history. As Consuegra dives back. 0-1, the count on Wilfredo. And he swings through a fastball down. And Cabrera again ahead of a batter. No balls and two strikes. Lara, couple of hits on Sunday. A double and a stolen base. Batting average up to .195, 23 for 118. A home run and 12 RBIs. The 0-2. And Lara takes just a bit upstairs. 1-2 now the count. A 1-2 pitch. Lara golfs one in the air left center field. Will stay in the ballpark in the alleyway. Nearly a collision, but Boyd able to navigate around Justin Crawford and make the catch ranging towards the little crevice, that little corner out in dead center field. It was a deep fly ball in the left center field. Crawford cut back into his right. Boyd was also on his horse back into his left. And Crawford able to slow down as Boyd ran behind to make the running grab for the first out of the inning. And now Jeffrey De Los Santos attacks the first pitch and pops it straight up. First baseman Felix Reyes calls everybody off. Can hear it all the way from the press box saying, "I got it." And between the pitcher's mound and second base, hauls it in on the grass for out number two. So too quickly retired after the leadoff base hit. And that brings up Chris Suero. Chris Suero head off on Sunday, 0 for 3, a walk, a run scored on Saturday night. 9 for his first 45 with Brooklyn, as he dips his front shoulder to hit the slider, 0-1. Suero, a homer, 5 RBI in the South Atlantic League, but overall a 742 OPS between the two single-A levels. The 0-1, and Suero gets hit. Looked like it caught him on the left forearm, just underneath the wrist. And a painful way for Chris to extend his 7-game on-base streak. Brooklyn now with two on and two out for the nine-hitter Karell Baz, as Gilbert Gomez coming down to make sure everybody or everything all right with Suero. Looking at where that caught the Brooklyn catcher. Greg Brodzinski, the manager for Jersey Shore, out to talk with the home plate umpire Shea Graham. I guess trying to contend that Suero either swung or made contact with that baseball. It certainly didn't appear like it from our vantage point behind home plate. But Graham and Argueza going to discuss, and they're still going to give Suero first base. Well, Greg Brodzinski will do that quite a bit. He will make the argument for the sake of making the argument. Never know what the umpires might do. Maybe overturn a call. Don't know if you don't ask. So two on and two down now for the nine-hole hitter Paz. Was 0 for 3 on Sunday in relief of Consuegra. And the first pitch he sees, a home run hack, and fouls it off the catcher Nava, 0-1. Paz did blast a three-run home run to right on Saturday night. Just the second home run by a left-handed batter by Brooklyn this year to right field at home. The 0-1. And Paz again pulls his head out. Good pitch from Cabrera down in the zone. Looked like the change. And he's quickly ahead 0-2. Paz hitting at 220. Two homers, 5 RBI. Time called. Consuegra leads off second. Suero leading off first. Reyes playing towards the line and back. The 0-2 pitch, and Paz gets it off the end of the bat right side. Charging in the second baseman, Bergoya, and an underhand flip just in the nick of time to get the hustling Paz, whose helmet was left stranded about three-quarters of the way up the line on the grass, as Gene Cabrera going to use it as a frisbee. Send it along the dirt to make sure Paz gets it back. Brooklyn gets a couple aboard. No runs, a hit, two left at the end of 1.5 scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Today's first pitch to the night's final out. MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network. The game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We move along here from Shoretown Ballpark, 5-6-7, due up against Cade Morris in the bottom of the second inning right now here in scenic Lakewood, New Jersey. Blue skies overhead. Really not many clouds to speak of. You have a couple almost looking like dash lines hanging out towards the right field side. A few more out by the water tower well beyond the left center field wall. As the first pitch from Morris to Felix Reyes inside 1-0, but officially, according to AccuWeather, right now 80 degrees, 15-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the west as Reyes takes a called strike. Fastball at 93. But you look at the American flags out in right center field, the 1-1. And another fastball in there at 94 outside black 1-2. But all three flags blowing towards the right field pole as we speak. Out by where they have the ring toss and the papa shot mimicking the Jersey boardwalk. The 1-2. Slider a bit outside. Didn't miss by much. But the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2. And Reyes thought about it. Did he go? No, on a pitch. Fastball down by his kneecaps. And Reyes has run the count full, three balls and two strikes. Morris rocking back and forth, swaying left to right, hides his eyes behind that black leather mitt. The 3-2 pitch. And a sweeper is rolled up the third baseline, stays 3-2. Reyes coming into the night hitting at 226, just one homer and 13 RBIs. Was 1-for-5 on Sunday. The payoff again, and Reyes a pop fly. Back behind first, LaRusso backpedaling along the first base line, and the base umpire Argueza says it lands foul. Nick LaRusso was turning left. He was turning right. Was trying to backpedal, then try to square his shoulders. Well, the ball landed over his head. And a bit of serendipity, at least for the moment, for Brooklyn, as that ball fouled by maybe a couple of blades of grass. So Reyes back in the box. Set to see the seventh pitch of this at-bat. Three, two, and Reyes rockets one deep down the left field line, hooking towards the pole, and this one will one hop off the top of the fence. Reyes on his way to second, and he'll slam on the brakes there with a leadoff double. Well, after Brooklyn got a leadoff base hit, Felix Reyes does one better in the bottom of the inning, a leadoff extra base knock, and the Blue Claws have a man in scoring position with nobody out. Reyes just got in front of that pitch and roped it down the line. Didn't have quite enough distance to get out of the ballpark. Also thought he hit it harder than the exit velocity read. Just a tick under 89 miles an hour. Sends up a Marion Boy, the righty hitter. Nearly gets clipped on the elbow. And he takes the 93 mile an hour fastball 1-0. Boyd hitting at just 207, 23-for-111, no homers, 9 RBI. First baseman LaRusso in on the grass as Boyd fights it off the knob. Boyd 0 for 2 on Sunday. Did steal a bag. Had a very rough two-week road trip for Jersey Shore. Played in 8 games, but was just 1 for 23 at the plate. The 1-1. Boyd shows bunt, lays it down. It's a good one. Towards the third base side of home on the grass. Morris more towards the home plate side of the distance between home and the pitcher's hill. Able to pick it up with the right bare hand and fire on to first for the out. So the second sacrifice bunt of the season for Amarian Boyd gets a runner to third. And the Blue Claws have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Infield will come in for the red-hot William Bergoya. He had an antithetical road trip to what Amarian Boyd had as Bergoya takes the short slider that bounces 1-0. Bergoya hit 368. Was 14 for 38 in 10 games. Had an 874 OPS. Overall on the year, hitting 246. 14 driven in. 1-0. And Morris has that sail high. Up and away, 2 balls, no strikes. Brooklyn wearing the road grays tonight. BKLYN arched across the chest in Old English Navy lettering. As there's the sweeper, finds the inside half. 2-1 now on Bergoya. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Navy sleeves on that gray top. And Navy piping around the collar down the front. 2-1. And another slider. Inside by the shoelaces. And Bergoya ahead 3-1. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Morris. Royal blue cleats. Buried into the ballpark mound, the 3-1. And Bergoya on line drive right field. It'll hang up for Paz, who makes the catch. Reyes going to tag ahead of the plate. The throw, the tag by Suero. He's safe. Suero can't believe it. Jumped up, lifted his mask, showed the ball to the home plate umpire, Shea Graham. Paz's throw was a little bit to the first base side of the bag. Brooklyn appealing to third base, but they didn't appeal correctly. Now the home plate umpire wasn't even paying attention, was brushing off home plate. Gives the safe signal, so the run will count. It's a sac fly for William Bergoya. His 15th RBI gives Jersey Shore a 1-0 lead. Paz's throw was just a little bit to the first base side of home. Suero had to reach back across his body to try and apply the tag. Graham says Reyes got his foot underneath there. So Morris gives up a run. And Jersey Shore has the lead. Trying to stay undefeated at home here in the month of May. As Andrick Nava swings in the 1-0. Deep into the left center field gap on the run. Consuegra won't get there. It's off the signage. On his way to second, Nava. And he's there with the second double of the inning for Jersey Shore. Just shot it to the opposite field. Consuegra and Morabito didn't have much of a chance to get over there to track it down. So Andrick Nava delivers the second two-base hit of the frame. His sixth double of the year. And another man in scoring position for Eric Brito. And the righty hitter takes high ball off the glove of Suero to the backstop. And on the way to third goes Nava. Let's see how that one is scored. Was a pitch high and out of the zone. Did nick off the glove of Suero. Could conceivably be a pass ball. And they will give a pass ball to him instead. 1-0. Cross for a strike. Count evens up at 1. Brooklyn tonight, Navy cap, Navy bill. That powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. The 1-1, and Brito tied up on the slider. And Morris in the driver's seat, 1-2. Brito hitting at 273, a homer, 13 RBIs. Another run 90 feet away. 1-2. And the breaking ball just missed as the Cyclones dug out, letting Shea Graham know what they thought of that call. It certainly looked like it caught the outside black, or at least the bottom of the zone. So the count 2-2 as Brito gets a reprieve, and this one flied in the air towards the line and right. To his left is Paz over the shoulder. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Jersey Shore takes the lead thanks to a pair of doubles and a sacrifice fly. We are through 2. 1-0 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Top of the third we go. Brooklyn trailing 1-0 our score. Top of the lineup, two up. Morabito, LaRusso, Tillian. As Gene Cabrera back to work. And the first pitch to Morabito. Good downward bite on the breaking ball. Jumps into the zone. No balls and a strike. Righty fires. And Morabito takes the fastball down at 94. 1-1. Morabito ground out to third in his only trip tonight. The 1-1. Another soft ground ball up the third baseline. Sliding pick by Nava. Jump throw to first, and it's up the first baseline. Kicking towards the Blue Claw bullpen mound. Looking to make a throw to second base is the right fielder Pineda, and does. But his toss to second is not in time. It'll be an infield base hit for Morabito. And assuredly a throwing error on Nava, as Brooklyn quickly has a man in scoring position with nobody out. It was just a little swinging bunt up the third base side on the grass. Nava maybe tried a little bit too much to make a spectacular play there. Slid feet first on the grass and then tried in one fluid motion to spin and throw to first, but sailed it towards the home plate side of the bag. And now Nick LaRusso hits one off the screws and through the left side. Breaking towards third base, Morabito. The only play for Brito's to the third base bag. Cabrera trying to race over and make the tag. Not going to get there in time. As Cabrera, I don't know what he was disappointed or frustrated with. Looked like he was chirping a little bit back at Nick Morabito. Both umpires went in that direction. I didn't see anything from Nick. Well, it'll be a couple of infield base hits from LaRusso and Morabito. Seeing eye knock in the 5.5 hole. And LaRusso now has a 9-game hit streak, and the Cyclones have runners at the corners with nobody out. First pitch to Tillian. There's a double play ground ball to short, but will tie the game. On his second for one, back to first double play. So in a span of three pitches, we've had a single and an error. Seeing eye single in the hole between third and short and a double play. A lot of action here in the top of the third inning. So bases empty and two out for William Lugo. And he takes in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 waved at and missed. Took something off with the change. One all our score. Cabrera working at an incredibly rapid pace. Misses the outside black with a slider. 2-1 now on Lugo. Struck out his first time tonight. 2-1. Lugo a ground ball again in the hole and short and underneath the backhand of Brito into left field. That will likely go down as a base hit. And if so, it would be Brooklyn's fifth of the night. And indeed it will be. So Brooklyn have five hits already against Cabrera. His season high is seven, which was matched in his last start. What are the wheels on the bat boy? Went to get the equipment from Lugo at first and was off like a rocket back towards the third base dugout. It's Consuegra out in front, no balls and a strike. Might be the Cyclones' next answer for Omar De Los Santos now up at Double A. Stanley singled in his first at-bat. Asks for time, doesn't get it. But the pitch misses up and in anyway. It's even at one. It's a best-case scenario when you don't get the time you asked for. Pitch doesn't reach the zone anyway. 1-1. As Gensweger this time caught leaning on the slider. 1-2 now. One on, two out here in the top of the third. Brooklyn a run in on three hits. Second baseman Bergoya playing as much up the middle as he can under the new rules. The 1-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. That slow bending breaking ball at 81 miles an hour. If maybe that comes in at 84, 85, Consuegra able to do some damage with it. But that extra couple of ticks off the breaker, able to get Stanley early and the inning to a close. But Brooklyn ties the score. A run on three hits, an error, one left at the end of two and a half. It's a one-all game on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Tied at one as we move to the bottom of the third. At top of the lineup, due up for Jersey Shore. Sun shrouded by some clouds back towards the home plate side of the stadium. So no natural sunlight on the diamond as we speak. Justin Crawford leads off. Hits the first pitch into left center field. Back into his right, Morabito squares his shoulders towards home. And as he backpedals onto the warning track in front of the Faro's tease signage and the Chick-fil-A fan zone, hauls it in for the first down of the inning. One pitch, one out. Fans, a reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality like your Cyclones get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com. As Otto Kemp takes a fastball for strike one. You can also call them at 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. The 0-1. Slider low. And the count even at one ball and one strike. Kemp started the year on AA Redding's injured list. Spent a week in the Florida State League or so. As Kemp takes a strike one and two. They're on rehab as the sun peeks its way back out from betwixt the clouds again. 1-2 for Morris. And the sweeper misses away, 2-2. But Kemp joined Jersey Shore at the start of the series against Brooklyn the first time on April the 16th. Had a nice set that week as, again, the sweeper away, 3-2. But on April 27th, reinstated from the IL and was moved full-time to the Jersey Shore roster. Payoff pitch, low ball four. Looked like a changeup that had too much downward life. And the first walk allowed by Morris tonight. And the Blue Claws with one on and one out. Brings up Leandro Pineda, single to right. And his only at-bat tonight. Pineda, very interesting open stance. That feels even more pronounced than usual. Is this a soft dribbler up the first baseline? Morris to a knee to keep it in fair ground. And just turns around and shot puts it to first base for the out. As Pineda just stopped running halfway up the line because it was either that or potentially risk a collision with the pitcher Morris, who is dangerously close to the base path. And with the play seemingly in hand, decided to avoid a potential disaster on the base paths. As Kemp, the go-ahead run, moves up to second. Two down for Hendry Mendez. Ground out up the middle in his first at-bat. Tries to wait back on the slider. Swings through it anyway up in the zone, 0-1. Morris rests that black leather mitt underneath his chin as he gets the sign. That elbow high in the air, the 0-1, and Mendez on the ground towards first. Off the heel of LaRusso's glove, kicks towards center field, and it's going to roll all the way onto the center field grass, and Mendez will get a run in on the play as Kemp scampers around from third to score. That ball took an incredibly tricky bounce on LaRusso. Tried to make a backhand, and it just hit a pebble or some patch of dirt in front of him. Kicked higher than anticipated. Tried his best to keep it in front, but ball had spin to his right. And by the time the ball came to a stop, it was in center field. So an error on LaRusso gives Jersey Shore the lead as this a little nubber towards second. And coming in behind the bag is De Los Santos to make the catch and end the inning. Both these pitchers working at incredible paces. We're through three. Jersey Shore back in front, 2-1 on the error on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard. right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for baseball you can drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Go to the top of the fourth. Jersey Shore back in front, 2-1. As the first pitch to Wilfredo Lara under the armpits, 1-0. Lara fly out to left his first time up as he takes a called strike in or half. And the count even at one. Roddy fires as Lara fouls it off his front leg. 1-2 on the fastball. Brooklyn threw three innings, a run on five hits and error. They have left four. Jersey Shore, two runs, three hits and error. They have stranded three. 1-2 pitch outside. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Break even. Lara pulls it on the ground at third, staying down on it with two hands is Kemp. And he'll crow hop and fire to retire Lara for the first out of the fourth inning. Leadoff man retired brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos, popped up to first in his only at-bat tonight. Jeffrey 0-for-3 with a walk on Sunday, hitting .197 entering the day with Brooklyn. Wags that bat behind his head as he takes outside for ball one. Had a seven-game hitting streak snapped on Saturday, did Jeffrey. This is a foul ball that just rolls a bit out in front of the plate. Hit off of Jeffrey first, so the count even at one. So one of the two runs against Morris unearned. The run Cabrera gave up last inning earned. As De Los Santos takes the backdoor breaking ball outside. 2-1 the count. Roddy offers. And De Los Santos a foul tip. He's mad he couldn't wait back long enough to drive that baseball. 2-2. Chris Suero waiting on deck. Karell Paz would follow if he gets a chance. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here on this Tuesday. Abbreviated schedule this afternoon. The 2-2. Slider on the outside corner. Got him looking. Gene Cabrera got him on the backdoor slider. Fourth strikeout tonight for Cabrera. And there's two out in the inning. Compare that. Cade Morris has struck out a lot over his last few starts. Hasn't had one yet today. Asuero off the end of the bat to short. In and to his left is Bergoglio, who makes the toss on to first. And another 1-2-3 inning. I shouldn't say another. That's the first 1-2-3 inning tonight for Gene Cabrera. But continuing to work at a fast pace. That inning took 11 pitches. We head to the bottom of the fourth on this Tuesday evening. 2-1 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
To the bottom of the fourth we go. Jersey Shore able to keep Brooklyn off the board in a shutdown inning. They keep a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the fourth. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time with fatal consequences. Marion Boyd will lead off against Cade Morris in the fourth, and he swings the first pitch, hits it on the ground at third. Playing in was Lara on the lip of the grass, makes the forehand scoop, one pitch and one out as he completes the toss across the diamond. But you can learn more and order free naloxone. That's the overdose reversal nasal spray from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports by reaching them online at oasas.ny.gov. As William Bregoia takes a strike and the count 0-1, a sack fly in the second gave Jersey Shore a 1-0 lead at the time. Backing up is Lara as the 0-1 low. Short slider, it's even at a ball and a strike. And taking that look around the South Atlantic League tonight, there were a couple games yesterday because of the Memorial Day holiday, the 1-1 upstairs, 2-1, including the two teams that Brooklyn and Jersey Shore faced last week, playing a game yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The 2-1, and Bregoia fights it off the wrists. Out of play to the third base seats, 2-2. But Aberdeen beat Hudson Valley 9-4. Hickory topped Winston-Salem 6-4. So all four of those teams have off today. So only a four-game docket in the Sally, the 2-2. Bregoia hits the slider up the first baseline, foul. Picked up there by the first base coach and funneled into the dugout. Everything else really just getting going in the league. The 2-2 pitch and a breaking ball in the dirt. Count runs full. Right now, Greensboro a 2-0 lead on Asheville, end of one in North Carolina. Nick Cimillo a 2-run home run, his sixth. The payoff pitch and Bregoia in the air left side. Lara racing after it full speed towards the screen. This will land a row back before ricocheting higher up into the bowl. Still 3-2. Trey Dombrowski, the local product from down here by the shore, Wall High School grad, on the mound for Asheville. J.P. Massey for Greensboro. And it's real interesting right now with the North Division standings, as we mentioned on the onset, as Bregoia takes the backdoor slider outside for ball four. And Morris issues his second walk of the night. Two walks, no Ks for Cade so far this afternoon. And there's one on, one out in the fourth for Andrick Nava, who has a double tonight. But the reason why it's so interesting is not only is there four games separating first place from last place in the North Division, including one game right now between these two teams, Jersey Shore and Brooklyn, and second and third, as Nava swings through a fastball up and in at 91, no balls and a strike. Jersey Shore a game back of Greensboro in first. Brooklyn two back of those Grasshoppers as well. The 0-1, Morris a little bit of a quick pitch there. Didn't lift that front leg quite as high as he normally does. Fires a 92-mile-an-hour fastball that's fouled aside. But the reason why it's so interesting is next week, Jersey Shore will play Greensboro down in North Carolina. Runner goes the 0-2, a check swing foul ball. Remains 0-2. That meeting between the Blue Claws and Grasshoppers will be the very first time Greensboro plays somebody in their division all season long. And it'll be June by that point. The 0-2 pitch outside 1-2. And the kicker to that is everyone in the North Division sans Greensboro has been beating up on one another. Greensboro has only played South Division foes. They have only played one series so far this year against a team with a record above 500. 1-2. Pulled on the ground up the first baseline. Remains a ball and two strikes. They lost 4 of 6 in their only meeting against a team above 500. That was against Bowling Green a couple of weeks back. Yet they lead the division because they've been given the South Division schedule despite being a North Division team. And I do not understand why they are in the North. The 1-2 breaking ball is looped in the air to shallow center. Racing in is Morabito. Sunglasses on. Comes to a stop and makes the catch over his left shoulder for the second out. As retreating back to first base, Bergoya. And now the shortstop, Eric Brito, with one on and two out. Blue Claws so one on, 2-8, 2-1, Jersey Shore, our score. Brito flied out to right. Only trip up today. And he's late on the off-speed, down and away. Change up that time at 84, no balls and a strike. But it's just very perplexing to me why the South Atlantic League needs even divisions when you look across minor league baseball. It's not a static thing. As Brito takes a strike, I'd spent a number of years in the Florida State League before took the trip back home here to Brooklyn. And there were 4 teams in the East Division, 6 teams in the West Division, despite the fact that Daytona, their closest team, was Lakeland, 45 minutes away. They were in another division. Throw back to first. Bergoya dives back. Well, there was no issues with a 4-6 separation in the FSL with much less hectic travel than what the South Atlantic League has between Georgia and New York. As this popped off the end of the bat. Right side of the infield, skimming along the edge of the infield dirt, De Los Santos. And still bathed in the sunlight, makes the catch to end the inning. So the one-out walk to Bergoya doesn't come back to harm Morris. We head to the fifth inning under the Tuesday evening sunshine still here from Lakewood, New Jersey, 2-1 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone.
Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Go to the top of the fifth, still 2-1 Jersey Shore. Top of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. First pitch to Karell Paz is a breaker on the inside corner, 0-1. Paz, Morabito, LaRusso. 9-1-2 due up for Brooklyn against Gene Cabrera. He's worked at a very fast pace tonight. Pitch low, 1-1. Paz, a ground out to second, his only time today, the 1-1. A fastball darting down and away. Paz ahead, 2-2. Jersey Shore scored the go-ahead run in the bottom of the third on an error. As a curveball low. And Cabrera now falls behind the nine-hole hitter, 3-3. Third baseman Kemp playing off the line. Shadows now almost covering the entire infield as Paz pulls his head out on the fastball. Can't hit 94, and it's full 3-2. But continuing with our look around the South Atlantic League tonight, our Greensboro rant is over as Paz puts one in the air left center field. Well, this will hang up there for Crawford, who's back into his right to make the catch. And there's one out in the top half of the fifth inning. Back to the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. Reached on an infield base hit. Came around to score in the third. Cabrera is retired. 5 in a row now since the third inning. As Morabito watches that one skip off the plate, 1-0. As this hit on the ground left side and through the hole between third and short. That's in there for a base hit. Boyd fields and tosses back into the cutoff man. A 100-mile-an-hour worm burner for Nick Morabito. He has a multi-hit game tonight. And Brooklyn has a tying run on with one out in the fifth inning. 12th multi-hit game of the year for Nick. And now Nick LaRusso, who reached on an infield base hit his last time. Extended his hitting streak to 9 in a row. He is 12 for his last 31, including tonight. As LaRusso takes upstairs above the shoulders, a ball and no strikes. But outside that Greensboro-Asheville game right now, Greenville and Rome just about to get underway. Actually, they are just underway as LaRusso can't catch up to the fastball, 1-1. Well, that game scoreless. Dalton Rogers for the drive. Riley Fry for the Emperors. Interesting story today revolving around a former Rome Emperor as LaRusso fouls it off himself in the righty box. 1-2. 1-1 in the fifth. Brooklyn trailing it 2-1. But Spencer Schwellenbach started against Brooklyn earlier this month at Advent Health Stadium. Called up today to the big leagues by the Braves. As LaRusso takes outside. It's even at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Looked like the changeup that time from Cabrera that burrowed. It's full 3-2. Cabrera about to throw his 65th pitch of the night. A lot of calisthenics right now in the Jersey Shore bullpen. LaRusso thought about it. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the base umpire. LaRusso can't believe it. Took his helmet off in disgust before putting it back up on his head and continuing to look back at the base umpire, Christian Argueza, before he heads to the third base dugout. So Cabrera picks up the strikeout as LaRusso called out on the check swing. Two down as a throwback to first, and Morabito dives in. Junior Tillian one for two tonight. His double play ground ball brought in the tying run in the third. Righty fires, Morabito starts and stops. And Tillian swings through the sweeper. 0-1 now on the Brooklyn DH. But Schwellenbach only made two starts at AA, and his last start at the high A level was against Brooklyn 3 weeks ago. As Tillian takes low, 1-1. So Schwellenbach, three starts ago, was pitching against the Cyclones. His next appearance will be in the big leagues. Cabrera from the stretch. Runner goes, this line down the right field line and out of the stadium towards the parking lot, 1-2. The only other game on the schedule tonight is in Kentucky. Bowling Green taking on Wilmington. Duncan Davitt against Brian Caceres. A 1-2, and Tillian able to foul it straight to the padded wall behind home. 1-2 it remains. Jersey Shore wearing the home whites tonight. Blue claws and light blue, bubble lettering across the chest, red numerals front and back. Runner goes again. Tillian tries to hold up. He went around. Ball gets away briefly from the catcher, Nava, but a flat-footed throw to first is in plenty of time as Tillian got a late break. He didn't think he went around, but the call made by the home plate umpire, Graham, and a couple of check swing strikeouts from Cabrera as Brooklyn strands a runner. No runs, a hit, one man left. We head to the bottom of the fifth, still 2-1 Jersey Shore. We'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Cade Morris back to the hill as we move to the home fifth. Justin Crawford to lead off. Top of the lineup for Jersey Shore as Morris misses up and away with the breaking ball, 1-0. Blue Claws holding on to a 2-1 lead. Morris 66 pitches after that first toss of the inning, as Crawford lost his footing on the fastball. Actually, a changeup down and in. And the count even at one. 1-1 pitch, and Crawford swings at a slider dipping towards his back leg. Fouls it off his body. And Morris jumps in front 1-2. Cade still without a strikeout today. He's given up 3 hits and a couple of walks. The 1-2 pitch. And Crawford fights off the fastball to stay alive. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 1-2. And a swing and a miss. There it is. There is a strikeout for Cade Morris. Strikes out the top prospect on this Jersey Shore roster with a fastball at 94. And there's one down in the bottom of the fifth inning. That K brought to you by our friends at BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025 to the USL. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Otto Kemp, 0-for-1, has lined out and walked. Takes outside 1-0. Kemp scored the go-ahead run on the error in the third. As Morris misses the knees, a little bit low, 2-0. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. As always, tweet with the hashtag Coney Convo's if you think you know, as Kemp charges one in the air left center field but caught it too far off the hands. As Nick Morabito in front of the warning track makes the catch in left center. And two retired. But yesterday, Felipe De La Cruz, Nick LaRusso, honored as South Atlantic League Pitcher and Player of the Week. First time Brooklyn had swept the League Weekly Awards since they moved to the full season level in 2021. First pitch to Leandro Pineda is high over and off the glove of Suero, 1-0. Pineda 1-for-2 with a base hit. But it was the first time Brooklyn swept a set of League Weekly Awards since the 2017 season. Pineda takes inside 2-0. So our question is, who won New York Penn League Pitcher and Player of the Week, respectively, back in that 2017 season? Last time Brooklyn swept the awards. As a check swing on a fastball up and away. No go, says the base umpire. 3-0 now on Pineda with Henry Mendez on deck. Cade's 3-0. And Pineda takes a changeup. It's 3-1. But tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer to tonight's question. Fitting with the dual award winners from this past week. 3-1. There's a strike on the outer half. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Morris has battled back to run the count full. Morris nearing 80 pitches on the night. This number 79, the 3-2, and Pineda yanks it towards the first base dugout. William Bergoya getting out of the way from the top step. But off the railing, it is full at 3-2. Pineda wide base on that stance. The payoff once more. And another one fouled away off the end of the bat. Pineda, I think in the past, was maybe a little bit more upright. Always had his open stance, but it seems even more crouched now. The payoff. And Pineda, another one spoiled off the tarp beyond the first base dugout. Still 3-2. Next pitch will be number 9 in this at-bat. Brooklyn's bullpen starting to stir. The payoff pitch from Cade. And another foul ball to the screen by Pineda. Leandro came into play today among the league leaders. Tied for 7th in hits. 9th in batting average at .295. The 3-2 and another foul ball off the hands. And this at-bat continues. Next pitch will be number 11 between these two with Henry Mendez on deck. Morris from the first base side of the mound. Wind the payoff, and Pineda takes high ball 4. Just missed upstairs with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And so Morris issues a two-out walk. That's his third. And Dan McKinney out of the third base dugout to have a talk with Morris as Brooklyn's bullpen starts to percolate down the left field line. It's going to be an interesting couple of days for Brooklyn pitching staff-wise because they're so shorthanded. Yordany Ventura went on the IL today. You mentioned Felipe De La Cruz being placed on the temporarily inactive list after the passing of his grandfather. So two bullpen arms moved into the rotation, and Joelmi Ramirez and Dakota Hawkins will start tomorrow morning's Education Day game. So that's two fewer arms in the bullpen for Brooklyn than they already had. And after using six different pitchers in the game on Sunday, it'll be very interesting to see how Gilbert Gomez and Dan McKinney utilize their bullpen and for how long throughout the early going in this series, unless the roster changes. As the first pitch to Mendez misses the outside black 1-0. Mendez, a ground out up the middle. He's also reached on the error that gave Jersey Shore a 2-1 lead. 1-0. And Mendez takes a bit outside 2-0. Morris isn't missing by much. Just a hair off the plate vertically and horizontally. A 2-0. And Mendez, a wild swing and a miss. Pulled his head out, pulled his top hand off the handle of the bat. Foul tip into the glove of Suero, two balls and a strike. Mendez acquired from the Brewers in the offseason. 2-1 pitch high. And it's now three balls and a strike on Morris. And with Cade hovering near 90 pitches, Victor Castaneda up in the bullpen for Brooklyn. You wonder if this could be the end of the line for Morris if he loses Mendez. Pineda leads off first. And a throwback to the bag by Morris. And Pineda dives back. Mendez acquired with minor league infielder Robert Moore, who is the son of former Royals president of baseball ops Dayton Moore, as the 3-1 knee high for a fastball strike. And the count full, so that will release Pineda from first base with two out. Oliver Dunn, who's been in the big leagues a couple of times this year with the Brewers, coming over in that deal from Philadelphia. The payoff pitch, and Mendez bouncer off the plate. And Trickle's foul will stay full. Been a bevy of foul balls tonight against Cade Morris. It's been tough for Cade to find a way to finagle strike three. Only one punch out in this ballgame. Runner goes, the payoff pitch, and another foul ball. Off the wrists and back. And it remains three balls and two strikes on Mendez. Again, the runner will go. The 3-2 pitch at the knee. Strike three called, and Mendez knew it. Shaking his head back and forth in disappointment with himself as Cade Morris picks up his second strikeout and strands a man at first base. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk. We head to the sixth. 2-1 Jersey Shore on this Tuesday night on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Go to the top of the sixth. Brooklyn needs a run. They trail 2-1. Back to the mound, Gene Cabrera. As William Lugo, a violent swing through a changeup down. No balls and a strike. Part of the lineup due up for Brooklyn. Lugo, Consuegra, and Lara. As Lugo thought about it, stays away from a slider tailing down and away. Count even at one. Brooklyn's only had one hit since Lugo's single in the third. And that was the knock by Morabito with one out an inning ago. 1-2 pitch is a changeup downstairs. Evens up at 2-2. Whoever was throwing has sat down in Brooklyn's bullpen, but you can't really assume Morris will come back out for the sixth with his pitch count up over 90 as Cabrera misses up and away. Righty deals, and Lugo swings and misses for strike three. Pulled the string on the changeup, another strikeout for Gene Cabrera. That is his seventh of the ball game. And there is one out here in the top of the sixth. Brings up Stanley Consuegra. He turns his shoulder out of the way of a bender. And the count is 1-0. Cabrera curls and offers as Consuegra, a high fly ball left side, got underneath it. Third baseman Kemp calling for it, but he's waved off by the shortstop Bergoya. And behind the third base bag in shallow left, Bergoya makes the catch. And two quickly retired by Cabrera in the sixth. Brings up Wilfredo Lara, 0-2 tonight as he takes inside. Victor Castaneda back up and throwing, so you would assume he'll come on and pitch the bottom of the sixth. 1-0 inside, 2-2. Another snapdragon from the righty. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Yesterday, Nick LaRusso, Felipe De La Cruz honored as South Atlantic League Player and Pitcher of the Week. Here's a fastball at 95, 2-1. First time Brooklyn swept the league award since moving to the full season level as Lara, a line drive over the glove of the pitcher Cabrera. Fielded to the left of second by Bergoya, who throws on to first to end the inning. It was the first time Brooklyn had swept league weekly awards since 2017. Who were the pitcher and hitter duo that swept the awards the last time Brooklyn accomplished the feat 7 years ago? 1-2-3 for Brooklyn offensively in the sixth. Gene Cabrera has retired five straight. Victor Castaneda coming on. Brooklyn trails by a run, 2-1 here from Jersey Shore.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. On in relief is the right-hander Victor Castaneda, 6'1", 185 pounds. 25-year-old righty from Culiacan, Sinaloa, Mexico. First pitch he throws tonight to Felix Reyes, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball inside. 1-0, Reyes, Boyd, Bergoglio. 5-6-7 due up in the inning for the Blue Claws. Castaneda is 1-0. Again misses up and in. Another fastball, two balls, no strikes. Right arm dangling at Victor's side as he gets the sign. The 2-0. There's a fastball in there for a called strike. 2-1. Castaneda making his 12th appearance. 2-1, a 5.4 ERA. 21 hits and 18 and a third innings. The 2-1 misses downstairs. And Reyes ahead, three balls and a strike. He's doubled and popped up to second. 3-1. And Reyes, a little dribbler, up the first baseline. Barehanded by Suero, sets his feet and makes the throw on to first. As Reyes retired on the swinging bunt for the first out of the sixth inning. Give you folks another half inning to chime in with the answers to our Coney Convo's trivia question as Marion Boyd steps in. Lara playing a step on the infield grass as Boyd takes a breaking ball strike. Boyd a sack bunt and a ground out to the pitcher. Rather, ground out to third. The 0-1, a ground ball back up the middle into the left of the shortstop, Lugo. Into left center, a base hit. So Boyd, who during the two-week road trip for Jersey Shore was 1-for-23 in eight games, already has his first hit of the homestand. The young man who had three stolen bases during the eight games on the road, including three in his last four, over at first base with one out. Brings up Bergoglio, a sack fly and a walk, shows bunt, lays it down third base side. Barehanded by Lara, throws on the move to first base and they get the out. Nice forehand pick by LaRusso. Boyd took a turn at second with Lara charging in from third just in case nobody got over to cover the bat. So a sack bunt from Bergoglio, the second of the day we've seen from Jersey Shore. And now a runner at second with two out for Andrick Nava, who's doubled and flied out to center. But our question tonight, Nick LaRusso, Felipe De La Cruz sweeping the South Atlantic League Player and Pitcher of the Week awards yesterday. First time Brooklyn has had players do that in any league in the same week since 2017 in the New York Penn League. Question is, who was that duo that won Pitcher and Player of the Week, same week, 2017? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know, as Castaneda misses away, 1-0 on Nava. Final line for the starter tonight, Cade Morris, goes five innings. Leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side as Nava lines one down the right field line. That one's in for a base hit. That will score Boyd, Over to cut it off is Paz, and he'll hold Nava at first base with a single. But Nava does the job. He drives in the run from second. The sacrifice bunt pays off from Bergoglio. Nava's 14th RBI gives Jersey Shore a 3-1 lead. It's been a tough stretch for Castaneda. Has allowed multiple runs in each of his last two appearances entering the night, and now has allowed at least one in each of his last three appearances on the bump. First pitch to the nine-hole batter, Eric Brito, finds the bottom of the zone. No balls and a strike. That's been Brooklyn's biggest problem these last couple of games. In the last couple of weeks, bullpen has struggled after a strong start. As Brito fouls it away 0-2. And it's going to be shorthanded with Dakota Hawkins and Joelmi Ramirez thrust into the rotation the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. Ramirez threw on Friday. The 0-2 pitch, and it nearly clips Brito. Breaking ball that never really broke. 1-0 on the Jersey Shore shortstop. One on, two out, bottom of the sixth. Blue Claws now lead it 3-1. The kick, the 1-2. Off the end of the bat to second. Coming into his left, De Los Santos. A bit of a high throw, but LaRusso, no problem for him. And the inning, it comes to a close. But the Blue Claws take their largest lead of the night thanks to the RBI base hit by Andrick Nava. A run on, two hits, and a man left. Back third of this ballgame, Brooklyn trying to get their offense back in gear. They trail 3-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, Gene Cabrera has been very efficient. 82 pitches through six innings tonight. Back out to work here to start the top of the seventh inning. He's retired five straight, as well as 10 of the last 11 he has faced. First pitch of the seventh inning to Jeffrey De Los Santos is a snapdragon that hops in there. And Jeffrey ahead 1-0. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Brooklyn. 1-0 toss, and Jeffrey gets it off his foot. Hopping it off behind the lefty box. Count even at one. Suero and Paz to follow. Cabrera, you look back at his last start where he gave up a season-high five runs and a season-high tying seven hits. Did throw a season-high 95 pitches in that start. We'll see if they allow him to go further than that tonight. 1-1. Down and in. Two balls and a strike on Jeffrey. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. Here in the top of this seventh, the 2-1. Change up away. Three balls and a strike. But nobody throwing right now in the Jersey Shore bullpen. We saw some calisthenics earlier. Nothing more than that. De Los Santos took a step, thought he might have had ball four. to call a strike. Bottom of the zone, runs it full. Cabrera's payoff. And Jeffrey, another foul ball off his lower body. So remained in there at 3-2. And our question today was, prior to yesterday, who was the last pair of Cyclones to sweep a pair of weekly awards? The 3-2 pitch drops in there. Strike three calls. Got him on the backdoor slider. Another strikeout for Gene Cabrera. He's retired 11 of the last 12 Cyclone hitters now. And for Cabrera officially, that is eighth strikeout. He struck out four swinging and four looking. And the first toss to Chris Suero, dribbled through the left side and threw a base hit. So Chris Suero on for the second time, was also hit by a pitch his first time up. So even with all the strikeouts and the effectiveness from Cabrera, still has allowed a season-high tying seven hits. However, has limited the damage to only one run. But now after the one-out knock, the Blue Claw bullpen will kick into gear as Karel Paz comes to the plate. Looks like Andrew Walling going to start to throw for Jersey Shore, the lefty, as Paz takes in by the shins, 1-0. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. 1-0, Paz down the left field line. Souvenir, a ball and a strike. Question was, as we mentioned, prior to yesterday, where LaRusso and De La Cruz swept player and pitcher of the week in the South Atlantic League. First time Brooklyn did that at the full season level. 1-1. Up and away, two balls and a strike. Question was, who was the last duo to sweep a set of league weekly awards, player and pitcher of the week? We mentioned it's back in 2017. Paz can't hit the off-speed pitch down and in at 81. Count evens at 2. One name we've brought up in the past on the airwaves. The other, I don't think we have. Neither ended up as big leaguers, though. At the belt, the payoff. Outside, snap throw behind the runner at second. Rather, behind the runner at first and diving back Suero. And Paz has run the count full 3-2. Sun continuing to set. Still some speckles of sunlight out in center and right, but mostly shadows as Paz able to grab a piece to stay in there. At the 96th pitch today for Cabrera, a new season high. Walling continuing to throw in the Blue Claw bullpen. The payoff. Struck him out swinging. Fastball down and away at 94. Nine punchouts tonight for Gene Cabrera. And there's two out now on the top of the seventh and back to the top of the lineup. And Nick Morabito. Well, he's one shy of his season high. Struck out 10 against Hickory in his second start of the year back on April the 12th. As Morabito, a violent swing through an off-speed pitch. 0-1. Morabito, 2-for-3 with a couple of hits. Grounded out his first time up. Runner leads off first, the 0-1. And Morabito takes low. One ball, one strike. So next pitch will be number 100 for Cabrera tonight. It'll be the first time we've seen a pitcher either for or against Brooklyn this year reach that plateau. His 1-1, and Morabito chased a slider down and away. Good, really 10-4 movement. Morabito behind 1-2. Jersey Shore, a 3-1 lead here in the seventh. Righty deals, and Morabito puts one in the air to center. Back goes Crawford, away back to the warning track at the wall, and it's gone! Nick Morabito ties the game with a two-run shot into the shrubs. His first home run as a Brooklyn Cyclone. And just like that, with one swing of the bat, we're all tied at three. Gene Cabrera immediately put his hands on his head as he saw that ball skip over the center field fence for a two-run shot. Just 103.8 off the bat, 411 feet to dead center field, and that will be all tonight for the right-hander Gene Cabrera as Morabito chases him from the ballgame. What a way for Nick Morabito to pick up his first high A home run to tie the game with two out in the seventh inning. Bases empty, two out. It'll be LaRusso against Walling when we come back. We're all even, three apiece on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Andrew Walling on for Jersey Shore, so Cade Morris off the hook. Gene Cabrera will settle for no decision tonight. This game will be decided by the bullpens as the Southpaws' first pitch to Nick LaRusso is fouled away 0-1. Wait to see Buster, the Blue Claws mascot, outside our booth here. I don't know if he's lost or not, the 0-1. And LaRusso takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. No balls, two strikes on him. Walling, 6'2", 231 pounds, 24 years old, from Vancouver, Washington. The 0-2, try to backdoor him. LaRusso stays away. 1-2 now, Nick. 1-for-3 tonight is sandwiched a single between two strikeouts. 1-2, and he got him swinging. Struck him out on the off speed down. And LaRusso strikes out for the third time tonight. And the damage already done for Brooklyn in the seventh. Cyclones tie the game thanks to Nick Morabito's first high A home run. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Time to get up and stretch from Shoretown Ballpark. Tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Victor Castañeda back to the rubber as we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn now all even with the Blue Claws on the Morabito mash. Top of the lineup due up for Jersey Shore in this 3-all game. And Victor's first pitch fastball to Justin Crawford is upstairs 1-0. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour here in the East. Brooklyn 3, Jersey Shore 3 as Crawford a tad bit late on the heater sends it out of play to the left. Even at 1. Brooklyn 3 runs, 8 hits an error. They have left 5. Jersey Shore 3 runs, 5 hits an error. They have strained at 6, the 1-1. This fouled off the handle. And the count 1 and 2. Never did give you the answer to that trivia question in the top of the inning after Morabito left the ballpark. So we owe you the answer to our trivia cue tonight. As Crawford sends one left center field. This one trouble headed towards the gap and a one hop off the top of the fence. The left fielder raises his hands. Crawford's on his way to third and the home plate umpire waves it and he will send Crawford back to second base. Crawford slid in head first at third with the ball hit off the top of the fence. There's the green padded wall and then there is an added chain link fence on top of it with another railing before it gets to the berm. And if it hits off that second chain link fence, that ball is ruled dead. And so that ball went out of play once it hit off that piece of metal. And so Crawford has to hold at second. Nice job in left field by Consuegra to understand the situation and make sure Crawford only gets two. As Otto Kemp can't hold up on the slide piece, 0-1. Brooklyn's bullpen back in action down the left field line. Jake Stevenson starting to get ready. The 0-1 to Kemp. There's a breaking ball upstairs. And the count evens at 1. Second baseman De Los Santos holds on the runner. This a line drive right center field. And that one's going to get down and get past Paz and roll to the wall. And Jersey Shore in a blink of an eye has regained the lead. Kemp on his way to third. The throw in cut off by Lugo. And he's there standing with an RBI triple. Well, Crawford couldn't get credit for one because it bounced out of play. But Otto Kemp picks up where he tried to lead off. And two batters into the bottom of the seventh inning. Jersey Shore has jumped back ahead 4-3. Kemp's fourth triple of the year, his 17th RBI. And Castañeda for the third straight time has allowed multiple runs. So the infield in now as Leandro Pineda digs in. And the split finger misses outside 1-0. Well, as quickly as the excitement came on Morabito's game-tying jack, the excitement squashed out of the room on a double and a triple. As Pineda takes outside 2-0. Castañeda from the stretch, the 2-0. Way out in front of a slow arcing 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 2-1 now, but our question tonight on the radio network was first the 2-1. This a high fly ball to left. Consuegra's first step was back. Now comes in. Kemp's going to tag, but he's going to bluff. As a throw-in cut off by Lara adjacent to the pitcher's mound. Otto Kemp was in the South Atlantic League last year with Stanley. He knows the kind of arm he has. And Kemp not bothering to risk it with nobody out. He'll stay put at third for Henry Mendez. But our question tonight, Nick LaRusso and Felipe De La Cruz, the first set of Cyclones to sweep a pair of weekly league awards in 7 years. Who were the last to do it in 2017? Unfortunately, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer as Gilbert Gomez out of the dugout to make a call to the bullpen. I guess we're just going to have to keep on pushing this further and further back. Jake Stevenson to face Mendez, and we return 4-3 Jersey Shore here in the seventh on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Jake Stevenson on to face Henry Mendez with a man at third, a run already in for Jersey Shore in the seventh. And his first pitch, back foot bender, as Mendez violently swinging through it. And the count 0-1. Mendez 0-3, reached on an error, struck out his last time up though, the 0-1. There's a ground ball to short, runner breaks for the plate, throw home by Lugo, tagged by Suero, and they got him. Great job by Lugo and Suero to combine on the out. Good work by Stevenson to get that pitch down. Got Mendez to hit it on the ground. And so a 6-2 fielder's choice creates a runner at first and two out in the seventh for Felix Reyes. Let's get you the answer to the trivia question before we have to go to another break and keep pushing this off further and further into the night to the point where we'll be in the third inning tomorrow and still haven't given you the answer. Felix Reyes takes a strike 0-1, but our question tonight was Felipe De La Cruz, Nick LaRusso, first set of Cyclones to sweep a set of league awards, first time since the full season level. Brooklyn joined it in 2021. First time it's happened overall since 2017. As Reyes takes down and away 1-1. But our question is, who was that duo in 2017 to sweep the league awards for player and pitcher of the week? Well, back in the New York Penn League, it was the week of July 10th to the 16th, 2017. Jose Miguel Medina was the league's player of the week. Is this a ground ball back to the mound, picked by Stevenson on the forehand, runs to first, underhand flip to LaRusso in time to end the inning. But the pitcher of the week was left-hander Gunnar Kines. Gunnar Kines and Jose Miguel Medina were the pitcher and player of the week in the New York Penn League. The last time Brooklyn swept the awards, July 10th through the 16th, 2017. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, we head to the top of the eighth inning. 4-3 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my!
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Andrew Walling came on, struck out Nick LaRusso to end the seventh inning. He comes back out for the top of the eighth. 3-4-5 due up for Brooklyn. A trio of righties, Tillian Lugo, Kinsuegra. Southpaw Walling works from the third base side of the slab. His first pitch to Junior is up and away for ball one. Tillian 1-for-3 with a base hit tonight. Get to the numbers up for Walling. In just a moment, the 1-0. And Tillian takes it at the letters. 1-1. Walling making his 16th appearance. 2-0 mark. A 2.08 ERA. Two saves, just 9 hits allowed. And 17 in the third innings as Tillian gets it off the hands. Popped up to first. Reyes calling for it on the dirt. And he'll put it away for the first out of the eighth. Walling has walked 14 in those 17 in the third innings. 21 strikeouts as well through 2 2/3 scoreless innings against Brooklyn in the first meeting here in April. Final lines for the last couple of arms to come out of this ball game. First the pitch to Lugo. Outside 1-0. First for Cade Morris. 5 innings tonight. 2 runs, just the 1 earned on 3 hits. Did walk 3, struck out only 2. 94 pitches, 61 strikes as Lugo takes an 89-mile-an-hour fastball to run the count even. Lugo 1-for-3 with a base hit, a couple of punch-outs as well. 1-1, in by the ankles, 2-1. Victor Castaneda goes an inning and a third. Gave up a couple of runs on 4 hits, no walks, no strikeouts. 25 pitches, 16 strikes as Lugo swings through a high off-speed pitch at 86. Even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Final line for the starter, Gene Cabrera for Jersey Shore goes 6 2/3. Gave up 3 runs, but a season-high 8 hits as Lugo strikes out on the slider. Got him on the pitch, down and in. Second strikeout for Walling. And too quickly retired in the eighth for Stanley Kinsuegra. Stanley 1-for-3 with a base hit. Popped up to short his last time. Cabrera, no walks, 9 Ks tonight. Did hit a batter. A season-high 101 pitches, 67 strikes as this one rolled on the ground is short. Off the end of the bat to Brito, and he makes the easy play to first. And Walling 4-up, 4-down out of the bullpen after entering it with 2 out in the 7th. Brooklyn about to make another pitching change, trying to keep this a one-run game into the ninth. They trail 4-3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Justin Lawson is on. Third different relief arm used by Gilbert Gomez and Dan McKinney tonight. Lawson, 6'3", 205, 23 years old from Winfield, Louisiana. And his first pitch slider to Amarian Boyd is cut on and missed. No balls and a strike. 6'7", 8 for Jersey Shore. Boyd, Bergoya, and Nava. As Boyd takes down and away, the count even at one. Some action starting in the Jersey Shore bullpen. Gunnar Mayer, who saved the last couple of games for Jersey Shore, warming up in the bullpen as Boyd pops it in the air off the hands. LaRusso back onto the outfield grass, and a step or two back onto the green, able to make the catch for the first out of the bottom of the eighth. Final line for Jake Stevenson tonight. Did his job beautifully out of the bullpen. Didn't throw many pitches. Two-thirds of an inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts through just 5 pitches and 4 strikes. As William Bergoya hits a two-hopper to second from the back of the infield dirt, De Los Santos throws to LaRusso and two quickly retired by Lawson on 4 pitches. For Andrick Nava, 2 for 4, or rather 2 for 3 today, with a double and a single. His last base hit gave Jersey Shore a 3-1 lead at the time. As Nava yanks it off the railing in front of the first base dugout, 0-1. The number is up for Lawson so far this year. Lawson making his 12th appearance, no record, at 2.14 ERA. That one outside, a ball and a strike. 4 for 4 in save tries for the former NC State Wolfpack. 10 hits in 21 innings as this one driven high in the air to right. Back goes Paza, way back to the warning track, and this one's on the berm and gone. A 3-hit night for Andrick Nava, and he's a triple short of the cycle. A big insurance blast for Jersey Shore. Nava's done that once already today. He does it again in the eighth. His second homer and 15th RBI makes it 5-3. And for Lawson, that's just the second home run he has allowed this year and in his career. 104.4 off the bat, 385 feet. And it just looked like Lawson hung a changeup. And Nava, the switch hitter, did not miss. As Eric Brito takes down and away. So now Brooklyn will need at least 2 in the ninth with 6-7-8 due up against Gunnar Mayer. As Brito takes a strike, it's 1-1. Brito 0-3. So after 2 outs on 4 pitches to a 2-run lead. And ooh, what a catch by a guy in the suite just to our right. Fan in a brown New York Giants cap just stood up, and before that ball could ricochet off the window to the suite there, stuck his 2 hands up there and made the grab with ease. Nice catch. 1-2 pitch. Down and away, 2-2. 5-3 Jersey Shore in the eighth. The 2-2 from Lawson. And a fastball low with the count full. The top of the lineup in Justin Crawford on deck. Roddy offers. And the 3-2 slider down and away, ball four. So Lawson issues a rare walk. Walk rate was under 9% coming into the day. So after the first two retired on four pitches, the next two have reached on a homer and a walk. One on, two down, and back to the top of the lineup in Justin Crawford, who doubled and scored to give Jersey Shore the lead back an inning ago. So throw back to first, and Brito just barely back ahead of the tag. Lara playing in again on the front of the third base grass. Is this a ground ball up the middle? Fielded behind second by Lugo. And he'll just scoop it and step on the second base pillow for the force. And the side is retired. But Jersey Shore again adds insurance to make it a two-run game on a solo shot off the bat of the same guy that gave him a two-run lead a few innings prior. For the Morabito home run, Nick Andrick Nava. Gunnar Meyer coming on. Lara De Los Santos Suero. The 3-2 up to try and rally. Brooklyn needs two to tie, three to take the lead. They trail 5-3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Gunnar Meyer on for Jersey Shore as we go into the top of the ninth inning. Blue Claws trying to close out a victory. They lead Brooklyn 5-3. 6-7-8-2 up for Brooklyn in the ninth. And Meyer's first pitch fastball at 94 to the knees of Wilfredo Lara. And the count 0-1. Lara 0-3 tonight. Ground out to second his last trip as Meyer misses down and away. It's even at one. Numbers for Meyer this year. Was a starter last year exclusively in the bullpen in 2024. Is that a dirt ball down and away, 2-1? Well, Meyer, 1-1 record, a 2.12 ERA. This is 14th appearance in relief. 2-for-2 in save tries. The 2-1 yanked outside. 3-1. Meyer just 7 hits allowed in 17 innings, has walked 10 and struck out 24. 3-1 to Wilfredo. Up and away, ball four, and Brooklyn has a leadoff man on to start the ninth inning. So a 5-pitch walk to Lara. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos, who's 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Meyer picked up the save on Friday in Aberdeen, got the final four outs. During the road trip, did not allow a run over five and a third innings over four appearances. De Los Santos takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Meyer had some up and downs against Brooklyn that first meeting as this screwed off the hands. Towards the third base coach's box, and Meyer ahead 0-2. But gave up a run without allowing a hit on April the 21st against Brooklyn. Walked three through a wild pitch in that game. And then also took the loss against Brooklyn on April the 18th. Gave up two runs on two hits and an inning walk two in that outing. De Los Santos takes inside. It's 1-2. So in two and a third innings this year, Meyer has allowed three runs and five walks against the Cyclones. Runner starts and stops. And De Los Santos watches that bounce off the plate, 2-2. Some final lines out of the bullpen, at least for Andrew Walling, inning and a third. No runs, no hits, no walks, two strikeouts, retired all four batters he faced. A 2-2 to Jeffrey. In the air, shallow left center field, backpedaling the shortstop, Brito. And over his left shoulder makes the catch. And there's one away for Brooklyn in the top of the ninth inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, a look ahead to tomorrow's Education Day matchup here at Shoretown Ballpark, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Little wake and rake the Cyclones offense tomorrow morning. As Chris Suero takes outside, he's been plunked and singled tonight. Dakota Hawkins will make his first pro start tomorrow. 1-1 at 4.01 ERA. He threw an inning on Saturday in relief of Felipe De La Cruz as Suero takes low. 2-0 now on him. So you wonder how long Dakota will go in that game and who might try and fill some of that bulk role as the pitch outside to Suero again. 3-0 on him. And now with Mayer in danger of walking the tying runs on, Andrick Nava out and William Bergoya in from the catcher and second base spots to have a talk with the right-hander. But Sam Aldegheri, one of the Phillies' top 30 prospects, will get the ball for the Blue Claws tomorrow. He is 3-2 with a sub-2 ERA at 1.89. Our coverage will start 10:50 in the morning, bright and early with the pregame show leading up to the 11:05 scheduled first pitch tomorrow. So tune into us, if I can use grammatical English. The 3-0 to Chris. Drops in there for a fastball, strike 3-1. Tune in to us during the office hours tomorrow while you're out maybe running some errands. Spend your afternoon with us here from Lakewood, the 3-1. And Suero takes high, it's ball four. So Mayer has now walked seven batters against Brooklyn this year in just 2 2/3 innings over three outings. And the Cyclones now have the tying runs on. The go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Karel Paz. And the pitching coach, Brad Bergeson, out of the first base dugout to have a talk with Mayer and the catcher, Nava. This is a Jersey Shore team that is undefeated at home here in the month of May. Also trying to win 20 games in the month of May. They've been outstanding, 16-7 this month. They're 16-5 overall at home this year and are two outs away from what would be their 12th consecutive home victory since the start of this month. Very similar right now this year, Jersey Shore and Brooklyn, at least in terms of a lot of home dominance, especially from their pitching staff, but that track record of success at home not necessarily following them on the road. Brooklyn an ERA on the road just under 5. Jersey Shore is just over 5. 2 on and 1 out for Karell Paz, who has home run pop. And Meyer misses down by the ankles to Paz, 1-0. The top of the lineup and Nick Morabito waiting on deck. Lara the man at second. Suero leads off first. 1-0. And Paz in the air left side. This will get out of play. About 7 or 8 rows back, 1-1. Felix Reyes not holding on the runner at first, but playing very close to the line with the lefty batter Paz at the plate. Righty offers, and a changeup drops in there. Outside corner. And Meyer ahead, 1-2. Meyer fans that glove on his front left tip as he looks into Nava for the sign. The 1-2 to Paz. Line drive right at the third baseman. They look to double him off somewhere. But the third baseman, Kemp, holds on to the baseball as there was no play at either bag. Well, Paz hit a bullet, but right at the chin of Otto Kemp, who just stuck his glove in front of his face to catch the 101-mile-an-hour line drive for the second out here in the ninth inning, and the Cyclones down to their final out tonight. Nick Morabito tied the game with a 2-run home run in his last at-bat, and he takes inside 1-0. Morabito, a 3-hit night tonight. A couple of singles and that game-tying 2-run home run in the seventh. The game did not stay tied for very long. 1-0, inside and low, 2 balls and no strikes on Nick. With Nick LoRusso, Brooklyn's biggest power threat so far this year, standing in the wings. Couple of walks have put the Cyclones in business in the ninth, the 2-0, and Morabito looks at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-1. Nearing the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in the east, still some semblance of natural light way off behind the third base seats. The 2-1, Morabito pulls it foul towards the Brooklyn bullpen, and the Cyclones down to their final strike. Luke Claus trying to make it 12 in a row here at home. Brooklyn trying to avoid dropping their second straight after Sunday. 2-2 on Morabito. The righty fires way outside all the way to the backstop, and that's going to move the tying runs into scoring position. Lara to third, Suero to second, and the count now full on Morabito. I think Meyer just tried to throw the best fastball he physically could and just choked it down and away. Released it far too late. So now a base hit could conceivably tie the game as Suero runs well for a catcher at second base. Guy who does have 6 stolen bags on the year. Full count on Morabito with 2 men in scoring position and 2 out. The payoff pitch. Morabito line drive. Base hit left field. Lara scores. And they're going to hold Suero at third. Morabito in a rundown between first and second. And Nava's just going to allow Morabito to walk to the bag. It's an RBI single for Nick Morabito. A 4-hit night for the 21-year-old native of Virginia. It's 5-4 Jersey Shore. And the Cyclones now have the go-ahead run in scoring position with Nick LoRusso coming to the plate. A 105-mile-an-hour laser beam in front of Amarian Boyd. And can't really argue with Gilbert Gomez holding Suero at third to try and give LoRusso a chance. The first pitch to Nick and a swing through a fastball elevated. 94 on the gun, no balls and a strike. LoRusso 1-for-4 with a single as Jersey Shore's bullpen pops up again. The 0-1, LaRusso line drive right field, but right at Pineda, and he makes the catch at his chest, and the Blue Claws hang on for their 12th consecutive home victory. Your final score tonight, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 5 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 4. Now, Jersey Shore was just able to squeeze off one more clutch hit than Brooklyn could through 9 tonight. Brooklyn, a couple of valiant comebacks, trailed 1-0, 3-1, and 5-3. Came back the first two times and fall one run short with two out in the ninth. LaRusso hit it well to the opposite field, just an atom ball. Similar story for Karel Paz earlier in the inning, as the Blue Claws now move to two games over Brooklyn in the division, as the Cyclones will try and get that game back against their divisional foe tomorrow morning. We'll take a break and put a bow on this when we come back. A heartbreaker for Brooklyn. Blue Claws win 5-4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Tough one for Brooklyn tonight, a back-and-forth affair, but Jersey Shore able to squeeze out one more base hit than Brooklyn could with runners on, as Andrik Nava's home run in the bottom of the eighth inning ends up being the difference as they defeat Brooklyn tonight by a final of 5-4 with the win. Jersey Shore improving back to a season-best six games over 500 at 26-20. Brooklyn drops to two games over the 500 mark at 24-22. Now with 20 games remaining in the first half of this as we take you through the game that was here tonight. Cade Morris making the start for Brooklyn against the right-hander Gene Cabrera. It was a scoreless game through the first inning and a half. Jersey Shore, though, was able to crack through against Morris in the bottom of the second inning. Felix Reyes led off the inning with a double down the left field line, just didn't have enough height to get it out of the ballpark. But after a sack bunt from a Marion Boyd, William Bergoya, a sack fly to right, gave Jersey Shore a 1-0 lead. But Brooklyn would answer right back in the top of the third. It would be a trend really throughout the night. Nick Morabito singled, advanced to second as the ball was picked up by the catcher Andrik Nava and fired wildly up the right field line. So Morabito ended up at second base. Nick LaRusso, an infield base hit in the hole between third and short, created runners at the corners with nobody out. Brooklyn would get the tying run in, but Junior Tillian creating that on a double play ground ball, so no RBI credited to Junior. But Brooklyn did tie the score at one, and unfortunately for Brooklyn, it seemed like every time they drew even, Jersey Shore, the same way Brooklyn would respond, would immediately regain the lead in the very next half inning, and that's what happened in the bottom of the third. Game tied at one with one out. Otto Kemp walks, advances to second on a ground out by Leandro Pineda to the pitcher. And then Henry Mendez hit a sharp ground ball to first base that kicked off the heel of Nick LaRusso's glove, took a tricky hop on him, rolled all the way into center field. Otto Kemp easily scores from second, and Jersey Shore had a 2-1 advantage. Andrick Nava would add insurance against the Brooklyn bullpen in the bottom of the sixth. With one out, of Marion Boyd singled. He would take second, this time on someone else's sacrifice bunt, this time from Bergoya. And then Andrick Nava singled down the right field line to bring him home and give the Blue Claws their largest lead of the game at 2-3-1. But Brooklyn, like we said, all night had an answer. Top of the seventh inning, Chris Suero singled with one out. And after Karel Paz struck out, Nick Morabito went down and got one, hit a line drive shot 411 feet into the shrubs beyond the 400-foot marker in center. Morabito's first high A home run, his second of the year, tied the game at three. That would chase the starter, Jim Cabrera. Andrew Walling came on, got Nick LaRusso to strike out on four pitches to end the inning. And then Brooklyn would not record an out before Jersey Shore regained the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. Justin Crawford, a ground rule double to left center field. And then three pitches later, Otto Kemp tripling into the right center field gap to give the Blue Claws a 4-3 lead again. Brooklyn would erase Kemp trying to score from third on a fielder's choice after Jake Stevenson came on. Andrick Nava once again adding insurance for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the eighth. Justin Lawson got two quick outs on three pitches, but then the sixth toss he threw, Andrick Nava deposited a hanging breaking ball onto the berm to give the Blue Claws a 5-3 lead. Brooklyn, like we said, came back in the ninth, rallied, got back-to-back walks, or really got two walks with one out from Wilfredo Lara and Chris Suero after a line-out by Paz. A wild pitch from Gunnar Mayer moved the tying runs into scoring position. Second and third, two out. Nick Morabito rocketed a single to left to make it a 5-4 game, but Marion Boyd, a good arm in left field. Gilbert Gomez held Chris Suero the tying run at third. And then Nick LaRusso stepped up to the plate. It was the right call. You want to have the tying and go-ahead runs on base. Morabito ended up at second base after the throw to the plate by Boyd. Two men in scoring position, including the go-ahead run. You set up the reigning player of the week, your hottest hitter, your best hitter. And LaRusso, in theory, did the job, hit a hard line drive, but as is the game of baseball, unfortunately for Nick, he hit his line drive right at the right fielder, Leandro Pineda, who made the grab to end the ball game as Jersey Shore wins it tonight by a final of 5-4. Winning pitcher, Andrew Walling, he improves it to 3-0, retired all four batters he faced, struck out a pair. Victor Castaneda suffers his second loss. He drops to 2-2, gave up a couple runs on four hits in an inning and a third, no walks and no Ks. Gunnar Mayer, his third save, did give up a run on one hit, walked a pair in an inning, did not strike out a batter in the ball game tonight. Final line score this evening, Brooklyn 4 runs, 9 hits and error, they left 7. And Jersey Shore, 5 runs, 8 hits and error, they left 8. Final time of game tonight, a brisk 2 hours and 21 minutes with a quick turnaround tomorrow morning in front of a nice Tuesday night crowd of 2,707 on a pleasant weather Wednesday, or rather Tuesday evening, down by the shore. Great shots right now down on the field, still all smiles right behind home plate. Nick LaRusso, Troy Schreffler, a pair of former Maryland Terrapins posing for a photo, as Troy Schreffler sticking around to sign some autographs for youngsters who made their way to the ballpark on this Tuesday night. We'll take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long here from Shortown Ballpark. Was thinking about the Phillies' single-A affiliate down at Clearwater. They play at Big Care Ballpark. Different two combined word name into a stadium, Bay and Care as opposed to Shore and Town. But I swear I'll get it together before the end of the broadcast as we take a look around the South Atlantic League tonight. Everything else still in progress right now. Top of the sixth inning, Greensboro a 4-2 lead on Asheville. That score holds. Greensboro will remain a game up on Jersey Shore in the North Division. Cam Fisher, seventh home run of the year for the Tourists. Bottom of the sixth right now. Rome a 5-0 lead on Greenville from South Carolina. And bottom of the fourth, Bowling Green up 2-0 on Wilmington. Trey Morgan, a two-run home run, is second with the Hot Rods. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard today, another heartbreaker for the big league club. Game one of their doubleheader against the Dodgers, a blown save in the ninth, and then giving up a crooked number in the tenth. Actually, Dodgers scored a run in the eighth, a run in the ninth to tie before the three-run tenth inning. They take game one 5-2. Francisco Lindor did hit a two-run home run, his eighth of the year. Tyler McGill was great. Seven shutout, three-hit innings, struck out nine. Right now, they're in the middle of the fourth of game two. The Dodgers, a 2-0 lead. Will Smith, a solo home run, his seventh of the year. Gavin Stone for L.A., Jose Quintana for the Mets. Triple-A Syracuse is through seven. They trail Buffalo, Blue Jays affiliate, 6-3. Luis Angel Acuna, a solo shot, his third home run of the year, continuing his torrid stretch as of late for the S-Mets. Double-A Binghamton getting the night off because they played yesterday on Memorial Day. Single-A St. Lucie on the road in Dunedin, also taking on a Blue Jays affiliate. They trail 9-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right now, Esterling Mercado and Jesus Baez, each with home runs, their fifth and sixth of the year, respectively, in the ballgame. Baez continuing his stellar start to the season. And in the Complex League today, the FCL Mets falling at home to the Astros, 11-8. A.J. Ewing, a three-run homer, his third of the year, another three-hit game for Jeremy Rodriguez, now hitting a cool 367. Taking a look around Major League Baseball before we say our goodbye on this Tuesday evening. Looking around the league, things in progress right now. End of seven in Baltimore. Red Sox a 4-3 lead on the Orioles. Top of the eighth, the Cardinals leading the Reds 6-1 in Cincinnati. A's a 3-0 lead, bottom of the seventh against Oakland, bottom of the seventh against Tampa Bay. The Rays just now breaking up a no-hit bid by Oakland. That was carried into the sixth inning in that one. Miguel Andujar, a three-run homer for the only runs for the A's. Bottom of the sixth, Braves and Nationals are scoreless. Max Fried against Jake Irvin. Top of the fourth, the Twins leading the Royals 2-0. Simeon Woods-Richardson against Cole Reagans. Top two, White Sox and Blue Jays are scoreless. Jake Woodford facing off against Kevin Gausman. Cubs out to a 1-0 lead in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Heading to the bottom of the fifth, Michael Busch, his eighth home run of the year. Ben Brown facing off against Freddie Peralta. End of two in Texas, rematch of the World Series. Diamondbacks a 2-0 lead on the Rangers. Brandon Fott against Nathan Eovaldi. Top of the first right now in Colorado, Rockies and Guardians just about to get underway. Ryan Feltner against Tristan McKenzie. Everything else will start later on tonight. Angels and Yankees from Angel Stadium, 9:38. Nestor Cortez against Griffin Canning. DJ LeMahieu, who played against the Cyclones last week, back in the lineup for the first time this season for the Yankees. He'll bat ninth and play third base. Mariners hosting the Astros. Luis Castillo against Hunter Brown. Marlins will be in San Diego to take on the Padres. Jesus Luzardo against Matt Waldron. And at 9:45, the Giants host the Phillies. Zach Wheeler, the former Met for Philadelphia. And for the Giants tonight, it'll be the lefty Eric Miller. One game rained out today. Tigers and Pirates, they'll make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Our series will continue tomorrow morning, so be sure to mark your calendars and your alarms. 10:50 will be on the airwaves tomorrow with the pregame show leading up to the 11:05 a.m. first pitch. It'll be the right-hander for Brooklyn, Dakota Hawkins, making the first start of his professional career, filling in for the injured Yordani Ventura. 1-1 record, a 4.01 ERA, had been strong out of the bullpen so far this year for Brooklyn, was a starter in college at Washington State. Sam Aldegheri, one of the Phillies' top 30 prospects, number 23 by MLB Pipeline, will get the ball for the Blue Claws, 3-2, a 1.89 ERA. Again, coverage 10:50 in the morning, 11:05 a.m., the first pitch. So have some coffee, have some breakfast, maybe an early lunch, and come join us on the radio network for some afternoon and late morning baseball tomorrow right here from Shoretown Ballpark. That'll do it for us here on this Tuesday night. A great game tonight. Nothing really for Brooklyn to hang their heads on at all. The only error or really miscue in this game, a bad break bounce on a ball that went off the heel of Nick LaRusso's glove. Just a well-played back-and-forth contest between two juggernauts in the North Division. But we'll see if Brooklyn can even the tide tomorrow afternoon. But until then, for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from Jersey Shore. Again, your final. The Blue Claws hang on and beat the Cyclones 5-4. We hope to have you with us again for the matinee tomorrow, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, and hopefully you don't lose too much sleep and your heart doesn't skip too many beats watching the Rangers play in Game 4. But we'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.